Haywire.
Haywire, the voice of regional youth.
Anna Melville, MAFRA, Victoria.
All over Australia, there is a drastic shortage of blood donations to produce life-saving blood products that thousands of Australians are in desperate need of. Sure, I could just say, go and donate blood, and my message would be complete. But this year, I've discovered the hard way that living in the country means that it is not that simple. This year, a group of 40 students and teachers from my school in the country town of Sale banded together by offering to give up a few hours, and of course, our own blood, to help those in need. But no, to put it bluntly, we were turned away. Lack of time and resources of the blood bank meant that the only way possible for us to donate would be to break up into much smaller groups and then only go when they could accommodate us, on just one night a week. This created many problems for us. Those completing years 11 and 12 will be well aware of the lack of time allocated to that other than study, as well as this, as we are a rural school, students come from all around, making it nearly impossible to work so that we could support our school friends and all travel to the one place at night. As the months went on, plans grew, developed and changed as the school tried to work around the blood bank's restrictions alongside those of the donors. It was still too much trouble to organise the blood to be taken during the school day, and the mobile blood banks that circulate city schools regularly were too far away to even consider travelling the 3 hours to Sale. The only thing left for us to do was to keep trying, and the only way I could think of to improve the situation was by making the issue public. So I wrote a letter to The Age, which resulted in a lead letter in the paper, a follow-up article in the Sunday edition, a radio interview on ABC, and other local media coverage. Surely, after all this publicity, we would be able to donate our blood before the end of year exams arrived? The answer is no. Yes, it created a fuss, and we got our picture in the paper, but ultimately, the only answer they could come up with was to bus small groups of students during the day to Traralgon, a larger town 45 minutes away from Sale. This is why I have come here, to Haywire, to everyone out there. It seems the last chance we have at making our voices heard. For us, we have decided to go and donate individually, or wait until we're at university in the city. But subsequently, the blood bank has promised a new facility in the main street that will be able to accommodate school students willing to donate blood. For everyone out there, my message from all of this is simply to try. Try your hardest to get out there and donate your life-saving gift of blood. Australians just like you need your help. Those in need of your blood live in both urban and rural Australia. Why is it that only those in the city can donate easily? There is no reason except that the blood bank needs to have more incentive to come to our small towns, to our country areas, and that reason is you.
Haywire.